3. After saying goodbye to Chairman Wang, I boarded a bus to Xi'an, the ancient capital that had spurred the silk trade with Europe. I was looking forward to the ride because it would give me my first glimpse of the Yellow River. Though I'd traversed it on my earlier travels, I had no memory of it. The waterway has great symbolic value to the Chinese, however. It's the second longest river in China, after the Yangtze, and locals consider it the cradle of their civilization, with evidence of human activity dating back thousands of years. In fact, many Chinese believed that noodles had emerged from this river region as well. For my chef friends, the waterway had other culinary significance. After I crossed it and continued west, Chef Zhang had told me, "The noodles will be totally different." Chairman Wang had made a connection of a different sort. "It's so polluted it's like a stew," she said flatly. "Actually, no, it's thicker. It's like sesame paste." The bus was so uncomfortably hot and crowded that I dozed off, a skill I'd acquired to adapt to moments of unpleasant travel. I only woke a few hours later when the bus arrived in Xi'an. "Darn," I thought, as the passengers and I pushed and shoved our way off the bus. "I'd miss seeing the Yellow River once again." But as Chef Zhang claimed, the noodles were totally different as I followed the river west. In Xi'an, I would taste an appetizer called ganmian pi, thick slices of wheat noodles steamed and plunged into cold water to remove the starch, then tossed with bean sprouts and chili oil. In the Hexi Corridor, a narrow passage of desert between two mountain ranges where Marco Polo had noted an abundance of wheat, I'd sample spaghetti-like strands made with egg yolks, like Italian pasta, and topped with thin slices of donkey meat that tasted like corned beef. Further west, in the region of Xinjiang, I'd enjoy da panji, or big plate chicken, a dish of spicy chicken stew flavored with green peppers, chilies, and star anise. After much of the poultry was eaten, the waiter slipped long, thick tagliatelle-like noodles into a stew to soak up the gravy, giving the dish a second incarnation. Between Xi'an and Xinjiang, though, there was the city of Lanzhou. The town had the distinction of being one of the world's most polluted metropolis.